Guys didn't make it easy at times here tonight, but you knew that was what you're going to get from Palmer Ridge. They're a team that just doesn't give up. They have a lot of energy. They kind of come at you at waves, but you guys were able to weather a lot of their storms tonight. You know, really, this was a pretty good win with the Palmer Ridge team 4-0 coming in.
No, yeah, it was a great win. You know, anytime you play a Palmer Ridge team, like you said, they're going to come in and they're going to play hard. You know, that's the one thing you do know. And you know, depending on how the game's getting called, if they're going to let them be a little physical, then they're going to be even better. And at times tonight, I thought the refs did a good job as far as just, you know, they kind of let them play. And we've got to be able to adjust to it. But like you said, it was a very good win for our guys. You know, playing a team that's, you know, riding a high like they were coming in, you know, we did a good job. We competed the first half, and then the third quarter we were able to kind of take the lead. But then, you know, turnovers, you know, were just a killer late in the game.
Well, you hold their big three, Cody McClellan, Tyler Trigo, and Zach Hester. They were averaging 36 points a game out of their 55. You hold them to 21 points. That was huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And it starts with our defense, like we've said for, you know, since day one. For us to, you know, have the success that we want, we're going to have to be a very good defensive team, even though we had a couple defensive breakdowns because we just weren't seeing the ball and just a couple of goofy rotations that got, you know, they ended up scoring on us on. But overall, pretty pleased with the defensive effort because they are a team that can put up numbers, you know, and they can score quick. They've got shooters. They've got great length. And they've got physical kids. You know, their guards are very strong, you know, with number 15 and you know, number 31 down in the post is a very strong kid and very physical. So I thought Kyle did a great job defensively down there for the most part of the night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought our guys did a pretty good job recognizing where the shooters were. At times, you know, we probably gave them a little too much credit, you know, as far as challenging a shot and giving up a driving lane. You know, Bo's out there trying to block the 6'7 kid's shot. When he pump fakes him at the three-point line, I think we'll probably take that shot even if he makes it. But, you know, he goes past him and makes a layup. And, you know, so some things that we, you know, we could definitely improve on, but those are just mental mistakes that, you know, we've got to be a little sharper with scouting report defense. And, you know, we will. It's still early, you know, second game, so, you know, we're still learning.
Well, one player that really you needed to step up and tonight, and as senior, he'd done about everything but not score last week, did not score against Wichita County, and Justin Froh. He comes in and gives you 20 points tonight.
Really? All right. Hey, you know, that kid is tough. And, you know, last week, the thing about last week is he's battling a double ear infection. He's standing 4 feet away from me. He can't hear anything I'm saying. So he was just kind of out of it last week. And, you know, I'm sure that probably stuck with him all week. And, you know, I'm sure he was eager to come in here and put on a good show for, you know, for everybody. You know, not only just people watching, but for his teammates. He probably felt like he did let him down a little bit last week, even though he didn't. You know, anybody battling a double ear infection is not going to be quite right out there on the basketball floor. But he was, you know, aside from a few turnovers, he took the ball and finished very strong at the basket, got a couple of and ones early when we needed them. So you know that he's going to come in and battle. You know, it's never a question, with most of those guys. But he's definitely one that he's going to give you everything he's got. He's kind of the general out there as far as running the show. So it's good for him to have a good night.
Absolutely. You got to be pretty happy with your free throw shooting. It struggled a little bit last Friday night. I think you ended up around 20 to 24 unofficially, but you closed out the ball game 10 to 10 in the fourth quarter.
That's huge. You know, those are what good teams do, is they're able to seal the deal. And they're even bigger, you know, when you consider the fact that we couldn't take care of the ball forever. You know, just crazy, you know, being nonchalant, not meeting passes. They started switching everything, and we got to do a better job of meeting the pass. But when you're not, you know, and you are turning the ball over, those free throws are huge, you know, to the point where, you know, that's a game-changing, you know, at the free throw line. To step up, especially big, you know, after the technical foul right there to knock down four in a row and kind of spread that lead out even further, you know, those are huge. And you don't really – I mean, you can practice free throws all you want, but until you get into that situation, you know, you never really know what the feeling is. And those guys did a great job stepping up with confidence and knocking them down.
Well, tomorrow night you turn around, you come back here, and it's a familiar foe, one of the only familiar foes you're going to face this weekend, Wichita Trinity. And I don't know how their outcome was with Holcomb tonight, but you know, coming in, this is going to be a team with a lot of size, but probably one of the more disciplined teams fundamentally-wise that you'll see all year.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, they are they've sustained success for, you know, a number of years. And, you know, they're going to come in here and they're going to be sound fundamentally, and they're going to run their stuff, and they're going to play defense, and they're going to, you know, get in your face And, you know, we're going to do the same. So it'll be a battle of wills, I guess, to see which one wants it more. You know, they are a little different in the aspect of how they're going to play, like you said. From what we saw tonight, it's not going to be as much one-on-one type, you know, penetrating pitch type things. But it is. It's going to be a team that's going to come in, and they're going to make you guard them. And if you're not in the right positions, you know, if you're not in help, you're not rotating, getting in deny, and things like that, they're going to make you pay for it. They've got good kids that can shoot the ball from the outside, and they've got big, you know, they got the Adler kid down low who's a monster. So it's going to take a team effort, again, to, you know, defensively to shut them down.
All right, once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here tonight. The Beavers 2-0 after the 55-42 win over the Bears of Palmer Ridge. And, Coach, I appreciate the time tonight, and we'll do it again tomorrow and probably Saturday, of course.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Adam.